On a map, the 75th District looks like an awkward pixelated blob plopped atop four counties at the fringe of Chicago suburbs. Portions of Kendall, Grundy, LaSalle, and Will counties make up the traditionally Republican district. Republican John Anthony has represented the district since last August, when he was appointed to replace Representative Pam Roth, who moved out of state. The former sheriff's deputy from Plainfield is facing his first political challenge from fellow Republican Ron Severson of Morris. Severson is the Grundy County Board Chair and a beef cattle farmer. This is a primary race with a huge funding disparity. University of Illinois political scientist Chris Mooney says the incumbent John Anthony has about $100,000 in his campaign chest, and that puts him at more than a 10-to-1 money advantage over Ron Severson. Mooney says the Republican establishment is going all in for Anthony, which means they must see Severson as a threat.
In these kind of races, if you're a well-known person and chairman of the Grundy County Board, would make you a person that is pretty well-known. He's been on the board since 2002.
Severson takes that vote of confidence with a grain of salt.
Half the people know you because maybe they don't like the decisions you made. So, I mean, you're known more, but, you know, you have time to build up enemies, too. I've never worried about it. I've never worried about the next election.
Mooney says the money's pouring in for Anthony from the state's most conservative GOP funders and business-related PACs.
They like having an African-American in their caucus. I think that is not probably, it's speculation on my part, but I don't think it's radically wild speculation. One of the problems Republicans have had nationally is appealing to non-white people, basically. And this is not a secret.
Mooney says Anthony is the first black Republican in the state legislature since the days of cumulative voting. As for Anthony, he says his party is behind him for his character, not his skin color. But he's enjoying his ability to take their message to a new audience.
I'm someone who can go into the Chicagoland area and enlighten the people of Chicago and educate them on the ways of what true conservatism is. And I think the Republican Party has been lacking that. They have the message. They just haven't been able to articulate that message in a way where people could, you know, not see that Republican R as the scarlet letter.
As for the issues, one of the big differences between the two 75th District Republicans is what they thought of the pension reform plan that passed in the legislature. Anthony was one of the few Republicans who voted for it. He said he struggled with it because he wanted to save the pensions of the workers affected, and it was the only option.
It was not the best bill. Was it the first step? Yes. Was it the right first step? I think that's still up to debate. I think the Supreme Court will make that decision for us.
Severson says he would not have supported it based on his county board experiences negotiating with unions.
You know, it says right in the Constitution, it can't change or diminish. So if it throws it out, we go right back to where we were, and we lose a year. My point is that you pay the people what the deal was. You know what? You made the deal. You stick with it. But incoming people, you just have to say, we're broke.
Both Severson and Anthony plan to use the skills they honed in their jobs to clean up state government. Severson says that's why he's running. His biggest accomplishments in Grundy County government were rooted in ethics and accountability.
We now have an ethics commission. We have a merit commission. We have a bricks and mortar amendment that says that you can't build a building and bond it without the okay of the taxpayers. We didn't have that before.
Anthony says he's already taken steps to fight corruption in state government. The first bill he introduced was to eliminate payments to people who sit on state boards that don't even meet. He says that saves $4.5 million, which might not sound like much, but it beats cutting social services, and it sets a good example.
You know, create an environment where job producers can actually do what they do best, create jobs. Also, grow this Republican Party in ways we haven't been able to grow in so many years. I think that's one of the greatest things that I bring to the Republican Party because of the diversity that's in my background.
Both candidates oppose continuing the temporary income tax hike. The winner of the Republican primary will go on to face Democrat Martha Shugart this fall. The registered nurse is a former Morris City Council member and a former Republican. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.